Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, a moment to stop in our busy lives and listen to God. John chapter 20, verses 19 and 20. That Sunday evening, the disciples were meeting behind locked doors because they were afraid of the Jewish leaders. Suddenly, Jesus was standing there among them. "Peace be with you," he said. As he spoke, he showed them the wounds in his hands and his side. They were filled with joy when they saw the Lord. John records three occasions when Jesus met with his disciples after his resurrection. The first was on Easter day itself, the day of resurrection. The disciples were understandably nervous. The authorities had organized the crucifixion of Jesus, and so logically they were quite likely to come after his disciples next. They'd heard from some of the women that they'd met the risen Lord, but it would seem that they were unsure what to make of this incredible news. Into this nervous, fearful situation came the risen Jesus. Suddenly and miraculously, he was standing there with them. One can hardly begin to imagine the riot of emotion that they must have experienced in that moment. On the one hand, it was everything that they most wanted. The death of Jesus was devastating for them. So the thought that he was alive again was absolutely wonderful. But then they had to deal with the fact that dead people don't rise from death. That isn't what happens. Into this amazing situation, Jesus came and pronounced peace. He then showed them the wounds in his hands and his side, and they realized that the humanly impossible had actually happened. Jesus had risen from death. They were overjoyed, records John, drawing on his own personal experience of that amazing evening. This historic story is important for us today because Jesus, in the power of the Holy Spirit, promises to be with us whenever we meet in his name. There will be many occasions when we also face times of challenge and disappointment, and amazingly and miraculously, Jesus comes and stands in the midst of us. Let me pray with you. Thank you, living Lord Jesus, that you promise to be with us when we meet together. Amen. Thanks for listening. I do hope you have a great day and that you'll join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premiere.